Our reading for today is from Philippians, the 3rd chapter, verses 1 through 21. Finally, my brothers, rejoice in the Lord. To write the same things to you is no trouble to me, and it is safe for you. Look out for the dogs. Look out for the evildoers. Look out for those who mutilate the flesh. For we are the circumcision who worship by the Spirit of God and glory in Christ Jesus and put no confidence in the flesh, though I myself have reason for confidence in the flesh also. If anyone else thinks he has a reason for confidence in the flesh, I have more. Circumcised on the eighth day of the people of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of Hebrews, as to the law, a Pharisee, as to zeal, a persecutor of the church, as to righteousness under the law, blameless. But whatever gain I had, I counted as loss for the sake of Christ. Indeed, I count everything a loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. For his sake, I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish in order that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which comes through faith in Christ, the righteousness from God that depends on faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection, and may share his sufferings, becoming like him in his death, that by any means possible I may attain the resurrection from the dead. Not that I have already obtained this, or am already perfect, but I press on to make it my own, because Christ Jesus has made me his own. Brothers, I do not consider that I have made it my own, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Let those of us who are mature think this way, and if in anything you think otherwise, God will reveal that also to you. Only let us hold true to what we have attained. Brothers, join in imitating me, and keep your eyes on those who walk according to the example you have in us. For many of whom I have often told you, and now tell you even with tears, walk as enemies of the cross of Christ. Their end is destruction, their God is their belly, and they glory in their shame with minds set on earthly things. But our citizenship is in heaven, and from it we await a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform our lowly body to be like his glorious body, by the power that enables him even to subject all things to himself. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For our meditation on God's word, we welcome Pastor Stephen Reynolds, Shepherd of the Coast Lutheran Church, Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our sermon text this day is from Philippians chapter 3. Verses 7 and 8, where the Apostle Paul writes, "But whatever gain I had, I counted all as loss for the sake of Christ. Indeed, I count everything as loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. For his sake I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish in order that I may know Christ." It's not what you know, it's who you know. So the old adage goes for business people, community leaders, politicians, and anyone looking to get ahead. The right words from someone higher up in the power structures can put your career on the fast track to promotions and raises and status. Kissing up to the new boss is a rite of passage in many places because we're all looking to get ahead. The Apostle Paul, prior to his encounter with Jesus on the Damascus Road, knew the right people. Paul's own account in Philippians 3 tells us this. He was from the right tribe. He was circumcised on the right day. He kept the law faithfully. Acts 22 also tells us about Paul's pre-conversion life, where he studied under Gamaliel, one of the foremost teachers in Judaism at the time. Paul was friendly with the chief priests and elders of Israel, carrying out their wishes as he persecuted the early church. Paul was from the right stock. He studied at the Harvard of his day. He was driven and certain about his purpose in life, to persecute the followers of the way, the early Christian church, because it was a sign of his zealousness for the law and for his God. Paul, you could say, was the modern-day equivalent of a Harvard-educated, well-connected member of a wealthy family who was now the CEO of the family business. He had it all: status, passion, connections to the right people, and power, which had all propelled him to the top of the heap in Judaism. It's so tempting to think that having the benefits Paul had, the gift of knowing the right people, being born into the right family, studying at the right place, would bring us happiness, contentment, and even joy. Our culture and our world tell us that the more we have in money, status, and connections, the better off we will be, and even the happier we will be. Politicians, in hopes of garnering someone's vote, have already begun to pitch their vision for the 2016 election, and they promise things that will make us happier. Lower taxes, better programs, more affordable health care, and more chances to live out the American dream. Our sin tells us the things that the world has to offer will make us happier, will make life simpler, and will even fill our lives with joy. But Paul's story should stand as a reminder to us as Christians. Should stand as a reminder that having status, the right education, being born into the right family, or anything else we might aspire to or dream of, they are rubbish when compared with the surpassing worth of knowing Jesus Christ as Lord. Being found in Jesus Christ is infinitely more valuable than status or prestige or wealth or possessions or anything else. These things bring no value to your life when compared with knowing Jesus Christ. In fact, Paul compares them to the trash heap. When sin tells us to fill ourselves with these things that the world has to offer in order to be happy, Paul's own life reminds us that there is nothing more valuable than being found in Jesus Christ and his love. The old adage, it's not what you know, it's who you know, is just as true for Christians. You know Jesus Christ, his innocent suffering and death for your sin, and the new life Jesus has given you in the waters of your baptism as he's connected you to his death and resurrection. Nothing else matters. You know Jesus Christ and his all-surpassing love for this world, and thus you do not need wealth or status or possessions to be happy. You know Jesus Christ and you are found in him, and that's your source of joy, your source of love, your source of hope, and your assurance for the future. Everything else you have that you put your trust in is rubbish, because you are found in Jesus Christ and his love for you. In Jesus' name, amen.
We thank Pastor Stephen Reynolds for this meditation on God's Word.